This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. It's going to be a very, very, very busy day on the show. I know, and I hope I have the energy for it. The cats and dogs kept me up all night, so I really hope I have the energy for it. First, there's a study that, not that we're going to talk about it first. I still haven't decided the order yet, okay? I haven't. I know what I want to talk about. I just haven't figured out the order yet. But there's a study that is not going to make our lives at all any easier. Where there's been, I guess, a call for us to examine the risk of miscarriage with the flu vaccine. Apparently, researchers find a hint of a link between flu vaccine and miscarriage. If that's the case, this could be an absolute mess, as we have been recommending pregnant women to get flu shots to prevent the flu. And the flu is more deadly. There's more of a risk of somebody getting the flu, right, and dying from the flu than this possible risk that is being hinted to. And we're going to have a whole bunch of pregnant women not wanting to get flu vaccinated, and we're going to, and understandably so, they're going to be fearful that they're going to be doing something that could be hurting their baby. This is going to, again, prompt the discussion of how safe are vaccines. And do you take a healthy person and vaccinate them? My vote is yes, you do. But there's going to be a lot of people pointing this, saying, no, no. That was the study that came out. I apologize. All right, we have the another study saying that diabetes is reversible. I've always thought that you could reverse diabetes. We were taught in school that once you have it, you have it. It's like if you're pregnant, you're pregnant. And then, you know, you're not pregnant, you're not pregnant. But with diabetes, you can reverse it. And we're going to talk about how one researcher or a bunch of researchers think you can. Then there's a gentleman who is only 23 years old, and he was scratched by his cats. Well, a lot of us have been scratched by our cats. In fact, I was doing rub tummy on little snappy tummy. And she scratched the hell out of me. And, you know, I mean, I cleaned it up, you know, used some soap and water, I'm good. Unfortunately, this one gentleman is only 23 years old, can't get any erections now as a result of his cat. So one more reason not to have cats. I have four of them, and I can't give them away. We understand that Osama bin Laden had a very healthy porn collection. The CIA has now released a report that they will not release his porn collection when they make his hideout very public. So we're going to, I guess, see his hideout. But from what we understand, CIA Director Mike Pompeo told Fox News that the pornography will not be released. Can I just share what I think many of us feel right now as a sigh of relief? Thank you. I don't think I want to see Osama bin Laden's porn collection. Unfortunately, we have five dead at a nursing home, and this is being investigated. And this is a nursing home in Florida. It lost power and air conditioning. And the rehabilitation center in Hollywood, Florida, had to be evacuated this morning. Three residents died at the facility. Two others died a short time later. And we're going to talk about what's been going on there and why, you know, again, the devastating effects and the deaths that unfortunately ensue whenever you have a big natural disaster such as this can go on for weeks or months or even years after. And we have Tony Briggs from the American Red Cross that's going to be joining us talking about the efforts of the American Red Cross during Hurricane Harvey and Irma. Get your questions answered on what they do, how much they do, and what the scene looks like down there at this time. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your comments at 1-877 Doc Dolly. Many of you are asking about the Bernie Sanders bill and how much support he's getting for single payer. We're also going to be talking about that. Should we just have Medicare for all? Some of you say, oh, hell no. Some of you say, you know what, it's better than nothing. So we're going to talk about that. So, like I said, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, well, I think a lot of you guys are really concerned about this cat issue, so let's just get this out of the way because I know that's scaring everybody. So Belgian doctors have examined this patient, and the patient is going to be unidentified because it's going to, obviously, the story is going to ruin his love life all over Facebook and Instagram. And apparently he was scratched by a cat, and the little feline, lived in his own house, and maybe, you know, they were doing tickle tummy or something. Cats just love to scratch. They just love to sit there and kick and scratch. I don't think the cat was mad. But he has now endured pain in his testicles, a fever, intense sweating, and now the inability to have sex. And the doctors discovered that he had cat scratch disease after various tests. And cat scratch disease, unfortunately, can put you at risk for an infection from Bartonella henselae. And this is a bacteria that's found in the mouth and the claws of cats. You get fever, fatigue, headache, swollen lymph nodes. And unfortunately, cat scratch disease could be so severe that you could get brain swelling as well as infections around the heart. Now, antibiotics are supposed to be instituted as quickly as we identify that. We're being told now that his erectile dysfunction is resolving. So, does this usually happen with cat scratches? I mean, I've been, you know, scratched by cats. I couldn't tell you. My husband's been scratched by cats, and it's a no issues there. But it is a rare, relatively rare side effect. And they say they don't know exactly why this bacteria particularly can affect erectile ability. But the only thing that they could tie with this man was that he was scratched by a cat. Doctors at the Clinique Saint-Pierre-Ottignies, a hospital 40 minutes south of Brussels, gave the patient antibiotics over 3 weeks. Luckily, he has regained, from what we understand, his erectile function. And so hopefully nobody knows who he is, so he doesn't have to go through any more discomfort or embarrassment. But 12,000 Americans get cat scratch disease every year. 12,000. So what do you do when you get bit or scratched? You got to clean it up, use warm tap water, soap and water, get any dirt or foreign objects, okay? It's okay if it bleeds a little bit, but then you want to stop the bleeding. If it's severe, you got to go to an emergency room. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye. BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, when disaster happens, thank God we have the American Red Cross and multiple other charities and organizations that kick into full swing. And here to tell us what's been going on with the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, as well as what happened with Hurricane Harvey, is Tony Briggs, spokesperson for the American Red Cross. Tony, God bless you, and thank you for being able to come on the show and tell us what's been going on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, anytime. So let's start with Harvey, because I think you've been everywhere, right? I mean, you've been just on, you know, at ground zero now for the past, what, 2-3 weeks. Tell us what's been going on.
Sure. Well, you know, I was in Houston for Harvey, and I was at the George R. Brown Convention Center, where we had 10,400 evacuees at one time. And, you know, the Red Cross and other agencies did everything that we could to make their stay there, you know, hospitable. A lot of people were rushed out of their homes at the last minute, and they had nowhere to go. And, you know, the city did a great job, and the other partners did a wonderful job at getting everybody in one location where the other entities could come in and help people, you know, hey, our cell phone was wet. There's a company that brought in, you know, dryers that would dry cell phones. You know, people needed computers to check their status or to get on FEMA, and, you know, boom, there's some computers there. So it was really nice to see how the city, you know, came around those who needed it. And the same thing is happening here in Florida. Right now I'm in St. Augustine, and I'm at a shelter. And right now one of the local news stations hired a food truck to come bring lunch to the residents. So it's really great to be a part of this, and we know that we can't do this by ourselves. We know that it's a team effort, and we're very thankful for our partners that join us in helping those in need.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you have people, like you explained, they're out of their homes, they're scared, they're not in their normal environment, and then they start to, you know, withdraw from, you know, oh, gosh, you know, I don't have my, you know, family member, my typical contact with internet and phone. So, in a way, you guys have to be counselors. You have to have, like, in a way, psychological backgrounds in order to help them cope. How much of your shift would you say is more counseling and reassuring and comforting versus hands-on in terms of relief and passing out things, et cetera?
You know, we're really known for being huggers, and we're known for being a shoulder to cry on. It's something that even in the midst of chaos, when someone really needs to talk to you, what we do is we stop what we're doing and we give them the moment that they need to say what it is that's on their heart. And we may not be able to tell them that everything's going to be all right, but we can tell them that they're okay right now. And that's really what they want to know. They want to know, am I going to be okay for the next hour, for the next day, for as long as I'm here in the shelter? They want to know, are we going to take care of them? And that's what the Red Cross is here to do. We have folks that are volunteers that stop everything that they're doing. They leave their families, they jump on a plane, they get in a car, and they drive and help people they've never even met. And that's a testament to the Red Cross spirit.
Wow. Well, we're talking to Tony Briggs of the American Red Cross. Absolutely. Now, when we heard that Hurricane Harvey was going to, you know, cause flooding, and maybe we had maybe a few days' notice, how does it work in terms of Red Cross getting deployed? How soon are you sent down to these areas, which is dangerous in and of itself? I mean, you guys put your lives at risk for the rest of us. How did that happen? How did the deployment happen with Hurricane Harvey?
Well, we have a network of chapters and throughout the country, and the chapter where we believe that, you know, the impact is going to be, they have their volunteers. And what we normally do is we make sure that we pre-position our Red Crossers and our equipment, and we try to get it there as soon as we possibly can to weather out the storm, because we know that there's going to be a need right before the storm hits and a greater need afterwards. And as soon as it's safe to get folks there, we have people on planes as soon as possible. I know myself and my partner, we flew into Tallahassee, Florida on Sunday, and we were the last flight into Tallahassee before the airport closed. So
wow.
We are always trying to figure out how we can get people where we're needed to get the job done. And like I said, it's just great to be able to work with a team of, you know, right now in Florida, we've got 1,800 volunteers throughout the state helping out where we can.
God, thank God, man. So they're saying right now that millions of Floridians still without power. It's hot down there. What are you seeing? What's going on?
Well, I just spoke with a young lady who her home was damaged, but she can stay in it. The problem is it's hot and it's humid, so she needed relief. So she came to the shelter here in St. Augustine, and it's air-conditioned here. It's safe here. And she knows that she can go home and spend the night, but during the day, she wants to stay here, and that's one of the things that we offer here. You know, we want to make sure that we're as hospitable as we possibly can, because when we open up our doors, they're open for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, also, you know, safety. We've been, you know, hearing the cases of looters and, you know, idiots, you know, coming up on these businesses that were boarded up and, you know, trying to break through and steal things. But, you know, we're not hearing, thankfully so, that, you know, with the shelters, that people are looting or, unfortunately, you know, wreaking havoc. How often does the Red Cross ever have to step in from a security standpoint? Or usually the shelters, people pretty, you know, pretty mellow and understanding and cordial?
You know, it's a lifeboat. And everyone here understands they're in the same lifeboat. So an action that might be done somewhere else isn't done here, because when they're here, they're all in the lifeboat, and they're all in the lifeboat together, and they're family. They may not know one another when they walk in, but you can best believe when you spent a couple of days with somebody, you're going to get to know them. And that's not an issue because we're well-staffed. We do have security. We do work with our local police officers to make sure that we have a police presence. We want to make sure that when you drive up, you know, oh, the police are here. It's safe. I can let my guard down. I can relax, and I can take stock in what's happened. And that's just one of the other things that we want to make sure that you feel safe when you're in a Red Cross shelter.
And, you know, this is so, I wish I could have talked to you before. We'll probably do that. We'll probably have you on again. God forbid there's another disaster before. Many people were apprehensive about going to the shelter because there were a lot of false reports about what happened during Hurricane Katrina and what happened at the Dome and, you know, some of the violence and things that occurred there. And, you know, knowing this reassurance, people are scared. You know, if I go to a shelter, I'm not going to have a bed. What usually is in place for somebody that has to go to a shelter? You talked about the computers, et cetera. What are some of the basics that you try to make sure every person has?
We want to make sure that, you know, Red Cross shelters, that we're offering a cot, a blanket, a pillow, warm meals, water to drink. We want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to meet those immediate needs. That way you can actually say, if I don't have family to stay with, if I don't have friends that I'm comfortable going to, I know that I can go to the shelter and they're going to get me through the storm. And that's what we're there for.
You know, the holidays are coming up, Tony, and I really, you know, can't stand my family. You know, I'm wondering if I should go to a shelter because I think it's a lot safer than hanging out with the in-laws, you know?
We'd love to have you, Doc. We'd love to have you.
I just realized that. So, Tony, I'm sure a lot of my listeners would love to help. First, volunteer. What does it take to be a volunteer for the Red Cross?
Very easy, very easy. We go to redcross.org/volunteer, and you start your process there. We'll take down all your information, we'll do a background check, and then once that's all cleared, we'll get you plugged into your local chapter where you'll get the training that you need to become a Red Crosser. That's what we call ourselves. You know, we say we're Red Cross volunteers, but we call ourselves Red Crossers. You know, once you have that moment where you know that you've helped somebody and all they can ever really do to repay you is say thank you, you get that. It's like a high. It really is. And you realize this is what we're here for. We're here to help our fellow man. So once you get that Red Cross moment, you're hooked. And, you know, we have many different things for people to do. We have, you know, people that want to be emergency response vehicle drivers, to folks that want to sit down at a blood drive and greet folks who come in. We have so many different volunteer opportunities. And the best way for you to find out what fits for you is to start the process at redcross.org/volunteer.
That's wonderful. And then for donations, I mean, I know many people try to, you know, make collections of canned goods and clothes, et cetera. But what is it that you guys need urgently, like right now?
Like right now, you know, the best thing for people to do is to go to redcross.org/donate, and they can make a financial donation there. Or if they would like their money to go to a specific hurricane, such as Hurricane Irma, they can text Irma to 90999, or if they'd like it to go to Hurricane Harvey relief, they can text Harvey to 90999, and that $10 donation will go to either one of the relief efforts that they would like, or they can just text 9099, they can text HELP to 90999, and that will be for general help, where the Red Cross does respond to big emergencies like this, but we also respond to house fires that happen at 2 o'clock in the morning, and those folks who, you know, whose houses just burned down or if a tree has gone through their house, for them, that's an emergency. That's a disaster. So we are always thankful for the help that we can get from the general public, because that's how we do what we do, from the donation from the American public and our volunteers. That's how we can alleviate human suffering.
Tony, thank you. Tony Briggs from the American Red Cross. Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you've done. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case. You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this was pretty sad to hear. Five people died in Florida at a nursing home after it lost power and air conditioning as a result of Hurricane Irma. As we discussed earlier, three residents died at the facility and two others died a short time later while receiving treatment at a nearby Memorial Regional Hospital. We don't know if it's because of heat exhaustion or another cause, but the center lost power and then air conditioning because of Hurricane Irma. More than 100 people had to be evacuated from this rehabilitation center in Hollywood, Florida. And they said that many nursing homes, you know, obviously in the area, they cater to older, frail residents. Some are very, very ill. Many rely on oxygen, respirators, other medical equipment, monitors, etc. And so, you know, when you think about the large retirement community and the large group of elderly populations, and, you know, now they're enduring some pretty hazardous conditions with the loss of power, the heat, the mugginess, and we're going to be later seeing mosquitoes, and possibly they're at risk of a lot of communicable and infectious diseases as a result of the stagnation of the water. We could unfortunately see many more issues. So police right now are conducting a criminal investigation at first into the deaths of what happened with the nursing home, because when you have a cluster of deaths like that, you know, the police will get involved. Hollywood Police Chief Tom Sanchez told WSN-TV, right now the building has been sealed off. We're conducting a criminal investigation inside. We believe at this time they may be related to the loss of power in the storm. We're not ruling anything out at this time. Sanchez said officers were now checking another 42 nursing homes throughout the city to ensure the elderly residents were okay. Temperatures are expected to reach Florida in Florida the 90s. And remember, this isn't a dry heat. This is a very highly humid heat. Hollywood Fire Rescue and Police confirmed that all residents and staff, a total of 115 people, have been evacuated from that building. Footage from the scene, they say, showed patients being rolled out of the nursing home on stretchers and taken to the Memorial Hospital. Another neighboring hospital had to be evacuated. Again, you know, when you don't have air conditioning, remember, it's not just air conditioning when it comes to these hospitals or nursing home facilities. You need filtration systems. You need ventilation. Otherwise, it is a brewing ground and a breeding ground and a petri dish for such bacteria and fungi and viruses. So at the rehab center, Airstron employee Dave Long said he had been calling Florida Power and Light for days to fix a fuse, which appeared to have popped out during the hurricane. Unfortunately, there's nothing they could do, they said. It was very frustrated. We've been calling and calling. It just doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and I can't do anything until we get that fuse popped back in. According to the TV report, the nursing home did appear to have a backup generator, but it did not appear to be working. You know, because most medical facilities, they'll have a backup generator. But like we saw with that one plant in, that chemical plant in Texas, even the backup generators can fail. So a spokesperson for Florida Power and Light passed on his condolences to the residents of the rehab center at a press conference and said our deepest sympathies goes out to those who lost their lives. But the tragedy does point to the need for facilities to have a plan in advance. He also urged any frail, elderly, or vulnerable people who were currently without power to please go to a shelter or call 911 now. You know, Florida is probably one of the most attractive places to go as a retiree. And trust me, I've been thinking about that too. Not that I'm in any position to retire yet. I am starting to get older, but in terms of having the money to retire, no, not there yet. But I don't think Florida has any state income tax. The beaches are nice. There's a lot of other older people, a really vibrant dating community for the seniors. Homes aren't as expensive as other areas. Like I said, the tax rates are lower. And so it's a very attractive place to live. It's basically California, Southern California, but cheaper. You know, paradise. Until something like this happens. These tropical storms or these hurricanes. And when that happens, I don't know how older individuals that don't have family, that are disabled, are able to, function to the degree that they need to. You know, thank God Florida gave a lot of warnings and so people could drive if they were still able to drive. But for those who are, very frail and who do require nursing home or assisted living assistance, you know, what do you do? Generators can also come on with their own health risks. Remember, some people died from carbon monoxide poisoning? I guess there was three people, a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, and 34-year-old died because of a portable generator. The portable generator, if it doesn't have ventilation, You know, we recommend generators are outside, but you can't do that during a storm. Another person died from carbon monoxide poisoning from their electric generator. 18 people from Florida have died thus far from Hurricane Irma, so the death toll is right now up to 18. Thus far, 4 people have died in South Carolina, 2 in Georgia, 37 in the Caribbean. From what we understand, half of Florida's entire population are still without power, and Florida Power and Light say they have restored power to about 60% of its 4.4 million customer base. But they say it could take at least 10 days or more. Currently, as of this report from Daily Mail, 110,000 people remained in shelters across the state. They say right now, according to the Washington Post, Florida may be weeks without power. Robert Gould, vice president and chief communications officer for Florida Power and Light, said, "We understand what it means to be in the dark. We understand what it means to be hot and without air conditioning. We will be restoring power day and night. It's going to be a very uncomfortable time." You know, Florida is the nation's third most populous state. I believe New York and California end up being 1 and 2. And so, these power companies, they should be big and they should have plenty of employees, but it doesn't sound like they have enough to get on this job, enough parts, enough, labor, enough time. You know, even if they have, an army of workers and electricians, et cetera, there's just too many homes. We're looking at, they have a 4.4 million customer base, right? That's crazy. So without power, not only are we dealing with air conditioning and heat illness and unfortunately possible heat exhaustion and then heat stroke, we're also looking at people that don't have refrigerators, that can't clean their clothes, that can't, remember, you got pets and they pee in the house or they poop in the house because it's too hot for them to be outside. Now people are living with pee and poop. And trust me, I have 4 cats, 2 dogs, and a snake, all right? The last thing I want is my house to be a petri dish of animal gut poo-poo. Some were trying to get cell phone service, internet access. Very slowly now we're seeing little, little pop-ups on Facebook saying so-and-so is safe from Hurricane Irma, so-and-so is safe. I would almost want those pop-ups also a week from now and 2 weeks from now. All right, this is where it starts getting scary. This is where it can continue to get scary. So the Department of Homeland Security says 15 million Floridians right now at its peak, 3 out of 4 residents lacked power. I'd like to know, after things die down, which homes were safe, where they were, what the structure was like. Was it the wealthy homes that had certain security measures in place with the electricity? See, I would also think that during I'm not an electrician. For any of you guys that know more about it, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But I would think that in the, worst of the storm, the city would shut off the grids on purpose because you were having people electrocute themselves with some of these, flailing electric lines. And so I would say, when the storm is at its worst, shut the power off, and then turn it back on. Unfortunately, still you're going to get the whipping around of the wires and you could still have issues with those. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org. Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. September is National Preparedness Month, so this is the best time, I think, to make your health a priority, especially as we need to prepare for the coming flu season. And, you know, with flu, a lot of bad things could happen. Heart attack, stroke, and, you know, stroke, it's not, you know, thought of and discussed as often as it should be. And unfortunately, you know, we're hearing you know, horrible statistics of how often stroke can happen. One every 3 seconds, somebody is having a stroke. So Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, painless screenings. I've done my screening very easy. It's ultrasound technology. You don't have to take off your clothes, which is a biggie for me because I don't want to scare everybody, right? Very private, and inexpensive. And then you get personalized results that you can share with your medical provider. And your medical provider would love to have this type of stuff in the chart. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than using your high deductible insurance plan to try to get all these individual tests done separately. So they have these packages, and they start at about $149, saves you over 50%. Call 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 1-888-815-LIFE, or go to lifelinescreening.com and schedule your appointment. It's easy to do, guys, and you know, before we go into flu season, you got to start you know, making sure that things are, you know, ready to go. And flu season scares me, especially this year. I just have a feeling it's going to be bad. And unfortunately, we got some news now, which is going to scare a lot of pregnant women. And they say that a study is prompting a call to examine flu vaccine and miscarriage, as there may be a small leak. There's a puzzling study being reported by the Chicago Tribune and multiple other sites of U.S. pregnancies found that women who had miscarriages between 2010 and 2012 were more likely to have had back-to-back annual flu shots that included protection against the swine flu. Vaccine experts think the results may reflect the older age and other miscarriage risks for the women, and not just the flu shots. Health officials say there is absolutely no reason at this time to change the government recommendation that all pregnant women should be vaccinated against the flu. They say the flu itself is a much greater danger to women and their fetuses. But the CDC has reached out to a doctor's group, the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, to warn them that the study is coming out and help them prepare for a potential wave of worry from expectant moms, CDC officials say. They go, I want the CDC and researchers to continue to investigate this. A Boston-based obstetrician who leads a committee on maternal immunization. But as an advocate for pregnant women, what I hope doesn't happen is that people panic and stop getting vaccinated. Now, past studies have found flu vaccines are safe during pregnancy. Right? But we don't really have a lot of research on if getting a flu shot within your first 3 months of pregnancy can hurt the baby. And the reason why is when somebody has a miscarriage, there are thousands of reasons for that to happen. Maybe the pregnancy didn't officially take. Maybe the chromosomes didn't match up and it was a child where it just wasn't XY or XX that could grow and have the proper genetic material to flourish. Maybe mom's hormones or her uterus was not very hospitable to allowing a pregnancy to take place. So miscarriages happen all the time. You know, in fact, the statistic that I had learned in medical school, not sure how much it's changed now, is one-third of all pregnancies end up in miscarriage, one-third of all pregnancies make it to full term, one-third of all pregnancies, which means two-thirds of all pregnancies, a whole variety of stuff could happen, miscarriage, preterm, stillborn, those seem to be rare occurrences, but when you look at all the times that people could be getting pregnant, and many times you can miscarriage without even knowing that you were pregnant. A baby making it through, we were taught one-third of all pregnancies actually make it. So then you're like, okay, well, gosh, you know, miscarriages happen a lot. You know, how do we know whether it was flu shot or not? Now, flu, however, we do have some pretty heavy statistics on how much it could kill. All right, when the swine flu came out in 2009, at least 56 pregnant women died. Thousands of people died from swine flu in 2009. But with pregnant women, we were not going to mess around. Now, this particular flu shot this year is going to protect against the swine flu. We talked about that. Going to protect against influenza A and B, and whether you get the trivalent or the quadrivalent. But if you're elderly, if you're a young child, if you are immunocompromised, if you have medical conditions, diabetes, etc., and if you're pregnant, you're at risk. So we are still going to be recommending the flu shot. Now, the study authors, two of whom were CDC researchers, saw a big difference when they looked at women who had miscarried within 28 days of getting the shot. That included protection against the swine flu. But it was only when the woman also had the flu shot the previous year. They found 17 of 485 miscarriages they studied involved women whose vaccinations followed that pattern. Four of a comparable 485 healthy pregnancies involved women who were vaccinated that way. They say the first group also had more women who were at higher risk for miscarriage. They were older moms, smokers, those with diabetes. So the researchers tried to make statistical adjustments to level those out. Other researchers think maybe they didn't completely succeed, so maybe this higher level of miscarriage could have been for other factors. And the average expert does not think a shot made of a killed virus could trigger such a severe response to prompt a miscarriage. Yet those people who are very wary about preservatives and about the surrounding fluid that has to, transport the vaccine into the body, some people are concerned about, you know, if the average healthy person, you know, could undergo something minute by having something injected into them while they're healthy. And so, I think they need to study this, absolutely. All right? I don't think people need to, be fearful. If I was pregnant, I would still get the flu shot. Okay? I think the flu is a killer. Flu scares the hell out of me. And when you're pregnant, you know, you are at high risk for a very, very bad flu. And so we don't want to mess around. But, you know, we have to be very careful of politicizing these studies that come out when it has to do with vaccines. You know, you have a lot of groups out there going, look, you know, can we do more research? There could be something to vaccine side effects. Of course vaccines have side effects. Absolutely. There is no medicine. There is no chemical or compound on this earth that won't cause some sort of a reaction. Even water can cause issues for some people. Drinking too much water could be deadly. You know, to say that vaccines are 100% safe is an unintelligent thing to do. Can you say that they're for the most part safe? Absolutely. And that's something I have no problem saying. All right. Being a board certified family medicine doctor, absolutely. I'm pro vaccine and I believe overall they're safe. Do I believe that there could be some side effects? And that there could be some issues, and maybe potentially we've had some people that have had severe reactions to vaccines that weren't publicized. Yeah, I've heard of them. I've seen them. There's a doctor we know that got that the flu shot incited the Guillain-Barré, an immune response that now left him with a foot drop. He was almost paralyzed originally. Yeah, but that was the way his body reacted to the flu shot. It doesn't mean everybody would react that way, but sometimes it's the wrong place at the wrong time. So do I believe that this could, you know, actually hold some truth, that maybe there's a risk of miscarriage with flu shots? I think there's a risk of miscarriage with everything, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's sitting too much, whether it's, you know, drinking alcohol, which, by the way, we got some new news on alcohol and pregnancy. But for the most part, these are safe, and we have to look at, you know, how to save as many people as possible from the deadly flu. 1-877 Dr. Lake.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.